is a growing middle class in Afghanistan's cities, including the capital, Kabul. It is an increasingly urban population. They're Muslim, modest, and enjoy having fun. Places like this bowling alley are new to Afghanistan, as is the idea of women playing sports with men, even their brothers, in public. Sarwar Sawari says the bowling alley opens up new possibilities.
To me, I think it's a step forward to democracy, where you can see all the women and men, they come together and they play something like this. I've never had this in Afghanistan when I was a child.
But Sawari says people are uncertain about their future.
Nervousness is all around. You can feel it in the city, within the government, within the people, when people talk around. But I'm hoping that things work out to the best of this country right now, because everybody will put their hardest to make it happen.
Extravagant wedding halls show there's a lot of money in some parts of Kabul. There are many businesses investing here. But Afghanistan's 6 national flags and 6 national anthems in less than 40 years are reminders of how different leaders tried to shape the country's direction. Afghans are very different from 11 years ago when the Taliban was thrown out. They're more educated. More people live in cities and almost half own cell phones. But many remain uncertain about the future. Afghan analyst Omar Sharifi says violence will not dictate who runs the country.
Now, nobody sees coup d'etat or kind of overthrowing a government or like taking by force power as a legitimate means. Now, a lot of people believe in election as a legitimate means of establishing authority.
Despite the political changes, many women in Kabul remain too frightened to speak on camera. Privately, they say they fear losing the few rights they have gained in the past decade. In this male-only billiards hall, patrons worry about the increasing violence and about the future of Afghanistan's democratic government. Yar Gul Nader Safi is pessimistic.
The future of Afghanistan currently, as I can see, actually, for the past 2 months, there is a lot of suicide attacks, and also the Taliban, they are attacking on different places. It seems to us that it will be dark.
After 40 years of dramatic political swings, many Afghans in Kabul worry that the country's political future may be similar to its tumultuous past. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.